I do have to tell you, you had a special birthday surprise this morning at breakfast.
I really did. I did. We were leaving the breakfast table. We were down at the buffet.
The buffet?
Yeah, with everybody. And Christina turned around and goes, and it's Nicole's birthday. And everybody got all excited. And Big Fatty looks at me and goes, come here, and pats his lap. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? And everybody was like, well, you have to get birthday spankings. I'm like,
oh, and then I very quietly, what people didn't hear is me turn to her and go, you have to go over there and do it, woman. Do it.
So not having had a birthday spanking since I was like
11.
10.
Okay.
I went over there and I got it hurt. I got a spanking.
What's funny is you made a face when the smack happened. You made a face from the pain, and Nessa's face was priceless. She had this look on her face like, "Oh shit, I didn't think she'd do it."
It was. I didn't want to offend anyone.
Well, no.
So you know, if that was the tradition, by God,
I'm pretty jealous. I'm not going to be near Big Fatty when my birthday happens in a week and a half. I won't get a birthday spanking.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm not going to be near Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3553. The BFO for right the 17th of September 8th. 2021, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my day, and we've got some voice letters. Big Fatty. Finals. Big Fatty, are you finally gonna shut it down? No. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Y'all, your finals today, because y'all, this weekend is the final weekend of summer in the Northern Hemisphere. You know, down there in the future, you know, the 1st of September was the start of spring for them. But, you know, we don't know. On the 22th, y'all, it is, you know, that's Francie's birthday. It is the first day of fall. Big Fatty, get out your life alert.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I can see y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 18th of September. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yeah, y'all, in fact, we have not one, but two, I say, chew. Y'all, the first, y'all, you've probably seen him in the chat rooms of different little shows and Pride 48 events. Y'all, his actual title is a PPP, a P-Cubed. You're big, ready? What the hell is a PPP? Y'all, that is a professional poem poster. Big, ready? Y'all, he used to post a lot of the good poem over there at the Stick It With a Poke. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only Ed Chan. Big Fatty, I thought his name was Ed Gong. Ed Chan is a nom de plume. That's not his real name. Big Fatty, we love Ed Gong Chan. It's true. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, she was relaying the story of her first visit to the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. And y'all, just as nice a person as you will ever want to meet. Just sincere, always has a smile on her face. Being Fatty, she has not. That's very unlikely. That's nothing like you. Well, I'm not sure I agree with that. But y'all, I'm talking about none other than Nicole from Nowhere. Big Fatty, we love Nicole from Nowhere. It's true. So y'all, if you if you see Ed Chan, excuse me, or Nicole on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake and a spanky. Oh, I know Ed Chan will love a spanking. Big Fatty, I've gotten vulgar. Take care of it. You just go over there in the corner, and you and Squeaky Kitty go over there. I'll take all care of it. It's not a big deal. Hello?
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Gary in Portland. And on my FaceSpace memories today, 10 years ago today, on and since you won't play this today, on September the 16th, 2011, was the start of the first in-person live event in Las Vegas. And anyway, that's, I wanted to call and thank you and Daniel and Adam and all the hats and everybody else for a great 10 years of knowing some of you and then a lot of you since then. It's been a great 10 years, and I've enjoyed it all, and hopefully that we can do another live event soon. Thank you for all that you've done for our Pride 48 family, and just have a good day. I know you won't play this today, but anyway, I just wanted to call and let you know of this great memory, and you've already done wow on Facebook, on the Tweeties. So anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Y'all, that of course is Gary from Big Fatty. He gets around. I thought he was in Albuquerque. Well, you know, it's on the run. On the run. And Gary, thank you so much. Big Fatty did break the rule and play your call out of order, because y'all, I just thought it was a perfect time to just think about the 10 years that since the very first Pride 48 event. And y'all, it's Gary's right. It's just lots of good memories. And y'all, and Big Fatty, I didn't know the hats were involved with the Pride 48. Well, I think Gary said he wanted to thank the hats. I think he meant the suits. Big Fatty, the hats, the suits, the underpants, thank them all. It's true. Y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I just watched some things on the TV machine. I watched the Jeopardy, and y'all, they've kind of tweaked the theme music on the Jeopardy and the Wheel, and it's good. I like it. You know, you got to keep it fresh. Big Fatty, you hadn't changed your music in 13 years. Well, it doesn't always have to be fresh. Anyway, y'all, there wasn't, you know, I watched the Big Brother, and I think I watched some of the sports ball, but and nothing exciting per se. Y'all, slept like a baby, Big Fatty, and y'all woke up a little bit, like right at 7 a.m. in the morning. So I got up and I had my coffee, got the newspaper, read it, did the Sudoku, watched Miss Gayle King, and y'all, I had a little breakfast this morning. Y'all, I had an English muffin with butter, and y'all, I had gotten some of those Beyond Meat spicy breakfast sausage patties, and so y'all, I cooked those up and put a little piece of cheese on top of it. It's like a sausage McMuffin, and y'all, it was really good. It was really good, and so I've got a few more pieces of that sausage on for right. Damn, y'all, I'm gonna fix me some grits and crumble that sausage up in there. So anyway, and y'all, then I was off for my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I just did Fat Acres. Y'all, by the way, I've been meaning to tell you, and I haven't yet. And y'all, I haven't pulled out my counters yet. But y'all, the gay crema decorations are already going up. Y'all, there must be at least a dozen houses that have, you know, they don't have all of them out, but they're starting to put them out. Putting them out. You know, there's, you walk around a corner and there's like, oh, look at those googly eyes. Big Freddy, I didn't know you saw me. No. did that. Y'all, I came back, and just as I walked into the villa, Olive called to just check in, and I asked him, I said, what's on your schedule for Thursday afternoon? He says, nothing. I said, well, how about if I come over and we take care of a few more little things? He says, lovely, Big Fatty, lovely. And y'all, so I hopped in the Cher and then hopped in Ruby Red and went over to see Olive. Y'all, I've unsubscribed Miss Kitty e-letters from all the different lists that he was on. At least I think I did. And y'all, then we called the coal mine retirement system, and they had already received word that Miss Kitty had died. And y'all, then we called we called the Medicare, but y'all, Social Security answered. And so anyway, we got that all taken care of. And and y'all, then we called the Larry the Veterans Affairs and let them know about Miss Kitty. And y'all, it took hours, I tell you, hours for us to do those three things. And but y'all, it's done, and that's behind us, and we can move on from there. And y'all, then I started home, and y'all, the traffic was horrible. And y'all, I got off, Betty, we don't need to hear about you touching yourself. No, I got off the 526, as they call it out there in the California, and y'all turned around and came the other way home, and y'all, it was just as crowded. But y'all got back here, and y'all, I've had my supper already. Betty, you're a little late today. It's after 6 o'clock. Well, I ate it about 5. Oh, that's right. No, it was about 5:30. And y'all, and now I'm sitting down. Oh no, Big Fatty, how could you forget? Make a wish. Y'all, there was something in the villa mailbox. Y'all, it was actually three. I say three, not one, not two, but three cans. And y'all, two of them were from each of my brothers and their wives. It was just a little sympathy card about Miss Kitty. And y'all, the other one, y'all, I've had to peek at it just a little bit because, y'all, it's come in an orange envelope. And, you know, this time of year, when orange envelopes arrive, you think, oh, Big Betty, is that going to be a gay crema card? But it seemed a little early. Big Betty, not for folks in Fat Acres. Well, that's true. But, y'all, I peeked in. It didn't appear to have any ghost on it. So, y'all, I'm going to open it up right now. And, y'all, it is from that Alex and Brandon. And y'all, we're just going to see what we got here. It says, wishing you healing that touches both body and spirit, peace in those moments when you need it most, and strength to sustain you day by day. Just wanted to let you know that we are thinking of you and sending all of our love. Hope to see you soon. Love. Brandon and Alex, gentlemen, thank you so much for that. Y'all, it's got glitter on it. So, you know, they know Big Fatty. They put it in an orange envelope and it's got glitter on it. So, and y'all, I'm saving up these cards until I can figure out how to get the pictures to work in the... On the new computer. Y'all, I can't figure it out yet, but I'm trying. Big Fatty, everybody knows you're trying. But Alex and Brandon, thank you so much for that. Y'all, speaking of that, y'all in the Villa mailbox. Y'all, I got I've dropped it. Y'all, I've gotten the cools. Y'all, I got a 30% off. 30% off, I tell you. And it's valid from the 17th through, through the 26th. Y'all, I'll be in California on the 26th. Be ready. But anyway, so y'all, I may have to go and do a little window shopping, as they call it. Be ready. That sounds like a peeping Tom, if you ask me. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, gosh, y'all, I don't have time to play voice letters. Y'all, I did get a message from Miss Bacon yesterday that Thursday was indeed Bacon Bits' 21th birthday. So y'all, I'm sure they all went out and hoot and hollered. But y'all, the other thing I wanted to mention to you is the dancing starts on Monday, and the Survivor starts next Wednesday. Be ready. And so get prepared for that. And the other thing I wanted to tell you? The other thing I wanted to tell you is not coming to me right now. Be ready. I hear Mr. Cackle now humming downtown. And y'all, what was I going to tell you? Friday at Fatty's returns today. And y'all, it'll be the last one for the summer. And y'all, then I'm going to be gone for the next 2, maybe 3 weeks. So who knows when there'll be another one, Big Fatty. Oh, dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely final weekend of summer. Y'all, by the way, also on Monday, full moon. Full moon on Monday, so get ready for the crazies. Big Fatty, we're having them on Friday. It's true, we are. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the girls from over there at the Greetings from Nowhere, live from the very first Pride 48. And Christina, Big Fatty was really gassy after that buffet. And anything you want to share about that?
I'm not going to be near Big Fatty.
Oh, well, boy, you won't have to use the gas mask that the rest of us will have to use, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.